USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. It's a very big day for the president on Monday.
President Biden turning 81 years old Monday, and concerns growing about his ability to lead, raised by some Democrats and Republicans alike.
We're going to win the Iowa caucuses. We're going to crush crooked Joe Biden next November, and we're going to very simply make America great again.
President Trump campaigning in Iowa, calling him a stupid person and pointing out his inability to correctly leave a stage after an appearance. Biden has struggled with figuring out whose hand to shake and where to walk to exit after various events. I'm Laura Winters.
Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spreading through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. Turkey prices have decreased just in time for Thanksgiving, but industry reports indicate that some side dishes and desserts may be slightly more expensive this year.
The American Farm Bureau Federation revealed that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost $61.17, or just under $6.20 per person. This reflects a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high of $64.05, but is still 25% higher than the cost in 2019. The survey notes a 16-pound turkey will cost $27.35, down 5.6% from the previous year. However, the survey also reports a 2-4% increase in average prices for frozen dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, and carrot and celery veggie trays. I'm John Schaefer.
No winner in Saturday night's Powerball, matching all five numbers plus the Powerball, so the $280 million jackpot rolls over to $295 million for the drawing this Monday night at 10:59. This is USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Adkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott among those calling for a ban of the social media platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. You can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Scott speaking on Fox Business. TikTok said on Thursday that videos promoting the letter violate its rules. Americans are viewing crime as a problem.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue, although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities. Over half stated they have observed an increase in crime in their areas. I'm John Schaefer.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is expected to have a domestic box office opening of $45 million or more after earning $19.1 million on Friday. Initial tracking had suggested a minimum of $50 million, but new projections fall between $46 and $47 million. Despite potentially falling short of early expectations, Lionsgate aims to establish a very successful spin-off franchise with the film. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.